Welcome to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
Our Father, we pray that today you will help us as we endeavor to get closer to you. I pray that you will help every listener today to draw closer to you. Lord, may you teach us the secret of your abiding with man. Teach us the secret of getting to know you better every day. So may you hold our hands today. May you draw us to yourself. May you speak to our hearts. Give us willing hearts that will hear. Give us the willingness to come forth. Break through in our lives and help us to understand who you are and help us to walk with you and enjoy your presence. Thank you for today's lesson. May you begin with us. May you teach us. May you instruct us in your word. We love you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Today, we are looking at God's presence has to be desired. But as we look at this big topic, God's presence has to be desired, we also want to ask ourselves some questions. What is the secret to God's abiding presence? Is it limited to only particular people, or can we all have it? Can you and I have God's abiding presence? And if yes, what is the secret? We have many questions to walk through as we endeavor to find our way to God. What was David's secret? How could God testify and say, "I have found a man after my own heart"? What is the secret of having God's abiding presence? And what is the secret behind helping many people who are held under bondage by our adversary, the devil? What do those people have that is missing in many other people's lives, those who can help others effectively? God was available to all the children of Israel, but how many of those children could be identified as having God with them? How many could be selected also to very specific and difficult tasks? And why? How many have God working powerfully on their side today, even as we look at ourselves as Christians? But you know, the truth is we have answers to these questions. God has revealed answers to all these questions as we ask them today. So let us explore them together. I want us to go back to a scripture that we are using as a springboard for this message. Back to Psalm chapter 27, and let us read together from verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. The Bible says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." This was King David revealing his heart to us. I want you to go back and look at David's desire. Look at what his heart is seeking. Those who desire God find him. David is laying this secret right here before him, before us. He is telling us that those who seek and those who dwell in the presence of God also behold his beauty. Those who live in the presence of God, those who desire to dwell in the presence of God, never live empty. And right here we can apply it to ourselves and say, no one who stays in the presence of God runs on an empty spiritual tank. I am very fascinated by the results that follow those who tarry in God's presence. Look at the verse that follows, verse 5. "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. That is up to verse 6. Can you imagine God holding you in himself? Can you imagine God shielding you from your own enemies? And can you imagine enjoying this nearness with God? Can you imagine God wrapping himself around you as you face very tumultuous circumstances or situations in your own life? These are just some favors that we get from God. Yet, we are also looking at it and looking and seeing that there are also some other favors from God which don't just come easily. Yet, they are worth being followed wholeheartedly. Still taking lessons from those who have tested and found God to be good, I want us to learn more. God who looks at the heart looks to see your desire. See if there is a glimpse in your heart. Move towards God. Advance towards God. Why? God looks at your own heart. I want you to look at what the psalmist wrote again in Psalm 42 verse 1. King David said, "As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" You know, there are some experiences that you may never have with God until you yearn for him. Until your heart thirsts for him, you will find yourself on the edge, but never plunging in fully to enjoy and to taste only what his presence gives. But those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High also abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Those who trust in God, those who live close to him, enjoy him. This is unique, and this is a secure place in the very presence of God. Nothing compares to that encompassing presence of God at any time and in all circumstances. We, as children of God, just like the societies in which we live, are plagued by different passions. We cannot deny it that we are fighting passions of entertainment, fighting sexual passions, passions for food, for drugs, for games, gambling, fame, you can name it and add to the list. All these things have their very strong pull on us, but it is God's abiding presence on one's life that will help us break loose. It is God's abiding presence that is going to help us live a fulfilled and a fruitful Christian life. That is because in God's own presence, even the high mountains, the Bible says, they melt like wax. That is also because it is God who gives us victory. It is God who is going to protect our own children, our own spouses, our own families from becoming prey. But you know what? God will use those who are filled with his presence to meet the needs of the hour. The needs are many, but everyone that desires and moves and acquires or learns the secret of abiding with God and God abiding with them, those are the people whom God is going to use to meet the needs of the hour. Today, we are surrounded by very many hearts that have been calloused, hearts that are hardened towards God, hearts that are dry, conscience that looks like it has been seared with a hot iron. We are surrounded with many people, God's own children, who are lukewarm, who are powerless. But But if we stay in that state, we cannot meet the prevailing needs of our times. But we have a choice. And not just a choice, but we have a golden chance to make our move towards God. We have a chance to say, Lord, here I am. Deal with my heart and help me. I want us to tenderize our hearts and look at the exposé of God's own love and presence. Love is a language that most of us understand, most hearts understand very well. So let us use a love application here as we even woo our hearts into a love relationship with God. We enjoy walking at a nearby park around our own house for recreation. This is a very large park that has many events carried on throughout the year. Most of the time you're going to find that long distance running competitions take place at this park. It is beautiful, it is very well groomed, it is very well maintained. It also has very attractive lakes. And not only does it have those lakes, but it has a lot of walking trails that are very clearly marked. You can choose anywhere from 1 mile all the way to 8 miles on a trail. I recall one evening, together with my husband, we began to walk behind two young people. And you could easily tell that they were in love. Characteristic of those who are in love, they were slow, they were enjoying one another's company. And so we passed them. As we came close to completing our first mile, we saw that this couple that had been walking had now stopped. They talked very lovingly, and at that point, they held hands as they were standing beside one of the lakes. We continued walking, and our second mile brought us to a bend right on the other side of the lake. And we could not help but notice that the young lovebirds were not standing anymore. Instead, they were now sitting. They were closer, and their actions were very intense and intimate. They looked like they were reading something together. And so as we walked back to the car, after we had completed our third mile, of course, out of interest, we wanted to know what became of those lovers. And lo and behold, we spotted them. That time they had now spread out some linen and they were comfortably sharing something. They were eating together. My mind went back to this incident as I read and meditated on Psalm chapter 23. When a shepherd takes his sheep to graze, he starts the journey by walking alongside his sheep. He will be ahead of them, but as they continue walking, they mingle and are right there, right alongside. If it is a very familiar pasture, I'm talking from experience because I have tended sheep. If you are taking your sheep to a very familiar pasture, the sheep may head out with the shepherd right behind them because they know exactly where they're going. And as the sheep continue to feed, the shepherd keeps watch. He stays in very close quarters with the sheep. When the sheep have had their fill, the shepherd graciously guides them to some clean water source. And you know, for sheep, the water source has to be still. It has to be gentle because they are turned away very easily by rushing waters. So typically when the sheep are well fed and they have been watered, they like quiet rest, resting in cool, shady areas. And this is the time when the shepherd examines his flock. This is the time he takes time to look at those which appear to be weak. He inspects those which come in with a limp as they begin to take their rest. This is also the time when he cuddles them. And not only does he cuddle, but there is also another category of sheep that sometimes don't want to come right in the flock, hand in hand or together. They want to stray away. And this is also a time when the shepherd restrains those kind of sheep. How do we bring that expose to Christ's love for us? How do we relate it? How do we mirror and merge it? Typically, this is what Christ, our shepherd, desires of us. You embarked on a journey with him after your very initial encounter. This is when you repented of your sins, when you trusted him to be born anew of his spirit. This is when you became his child. So like sheep that require eating every day in order to stay healthy, in order to stay nourished, you too will have to embark on this journey with your shepherd every single day. So you delight in him each day as you walk and as you fellowship with him. And then you taste of him as you continue to commune with him, you discover that nothing satisfies like Christ. You continue fellowshipping, you continue feeding from what he's giving you, and you find fullness of joy. You find fulfillment in your own life. And then you begin to crave his presence. You begin to crave to know him even more. That desire deepens. You desire that fellowship. Then, like that young couple, you realize that a relationship is not built on a hit and run theory. You get the best of your desire. For you to get the best of your desire, you have to enjoy one another's company. Like that couple again, this calls for you to stop at some point. This calls for you to spend more time with him in worship. You spend more time with him in praise, in prayer, in meditation, and in the study of his word. Like that couple again, you don't just stop, but here you sit with the Lord. You dine, you eat, you enjoy, and you lay right there in the presence, or you sit at the feet of your shepherd, right there in the presence of the shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then like a shepherd who takes time to tend his sheep when they're all satisfied and they're lying quietly by his feet, this is when the Lord also ministers to you. This is when he restores your soul. Your heart then is gradually anchored right in the Savior. Your fears, your concerns become more of God's concerns than yours. And this is when you trust him more. This is when you can also cast your cares, all those consternations, right onto him, right there when you are seated at his feet. And then you are assured that he is going to act with your very best interest at heart. We don't stop there either. Just like the sheep who take a drink from those restful waters, you too, you begin to sip right from God's own cup. So each day you find that he has soothing refreshment for your heart. So as you sit, you linger at his feet. Then his mighty voice becomes very, very familiar to you. It is in that quietness, it is in those silent moments that his voice that becomes very familiar begins to build confidence in you. Right there at his feet, when he touches you, you find that, oh yes, he is not just giving you a normal touch, but he's building you. He builds commitment. He also builds a lot of trust in you. And then as you follow him through every day, you learn, you get to know him better. At that point, you no longer relate to him like somebody who is abstract. You don't relate to him like somebody who is far, somebody, a God who is far, who is distant, or who is so far removed from his people. But then at that point, you begin to see him for exactly who he is. He is your loving father. You find him wonderful. You discover, wow, even the situations that surround me, he actually is a counselor because he instructs me. He guides me. In those moments, you also find the reality that he is the Prince of Peace. He takes away those fears. His own voice, as he speaks, he soothes, he drives away the fear. You find him a savior. One on whom you can rely, you can lean, you can entrust your whole life, your whole heart to. And then, without even realizing, other people also begin to notice and discover a secret and a difference in you. That is because God is shining his face upon you every day. And as God shines his face on you, you reflect his glory. You also become more and more like him. You disseminate his presence just like a fragrance. You cannot hide it. People begin to see it exudating right there from you. And then you also discover, people will also discover that you have power with your God. You have strength, that inner ability to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And when you get to that point, without even realizing, you also get to know that, oh my goodness, I can stand against the wiles. I have more reasons to say no to the enemy than to say yes. And this is when you begin to prevail in your own spiritual battles, because you have been spending a lot of time with God. Even for your own self, you can evaluate your life and find that you are winning more battles than the ones you are losing. But above all, you find and you treasure the fact that God is with you. You enjoy his presence. You find that your life is now more fulfilled, and you keep looking forward to another day when you can enjoy his presence. You don't want to go through a single day alone. You don't also have to go through any day afraid or feeling alone, because you have loved and learned to enjoy his presence. Even in moments when you don't see him, there is that inner strong witness that is very indisputable. You know that he is your shepherd. He is your savior. He is your counselor. He is your father who is wonderful, and he is right there. It is true that God still walks with men and women today. God wants to walk with you. God is still seeking a people who will desire him. God is looking for a people who truly aspire for his presence. God wants a people in our century today, in our country today, who will seek to manifest his power and his presence. God wants to show himself strong on our behalf and on behalf of his people. God is still looking for a people with whom he can walk to reach this world. God wants a people he can fill, a people who will be effective because they are moving under the power and under the presence of God. Where are you today? Do you desire to see God working powerfully on your side? I want you to seek him, because God still walks with men. Do you desire to have this move of God? Do you desire to have God's abiding presence? Or do you desire to be a vessel who can help those who are held captive in society by Satan? I want you to continue spending time with God. That is my advice to you. Do you find that your heart is beating, even as we talk, with a desire for God to abide with you? Just draw closer. Desire Him more. God is seeking a people who desire His presence. God wants to work with you. He works with such individuals. Will you go for God? Will you choose Him? Will you let Him use you as a vessel to reach many others who do not know how to get out of their caves and out of their bondage? Our Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for extending your love, for extending your grace to us today. Lord, those who come to you, you never cast out. And today, those who are making moves towards you, I pray that you'll put your arms of grace about them. Lord, may you find people with whom you can work. Father, may you draw men and women to yourself. May you call people unto yourself. Draw us to yourself, people whom you can fill with your presence, people who can move under your power, who will affect this world again. Children of God, who will seek you day and night, who will leave what is worldly, those whose hearts will pant and thirst for you, that you may work strongly in them, through them, and on their behalf. Lord, we love you, we exalt you. Help us today, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's AmiliaKenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her books, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's Presence, The Missing Something.